This week, we are looking at grammar, specifically sentence structure. In order to improve our writing and speaking skills, it's important to have variety in our sentence structures. How do we increase variety in our English? By changing up our sentence types. To demonstrate your English skills in any sort of situation, like a high-stakes English test, an essay, a presentation, an assignment, or even just an email, it's important to include a wide range of sentence structures, including simple, compound, and complex sentences. Using these sentence types will not only show off your skills and knowledge, but also prevent you from sounding boring, whether you're speaking or writing. If after listening to this podcast, you're keen to get in a bit of extra grammar practice, head over to www.e2english.com to get access to our essential grammar course available in our low-priced E2 English package. Okay, let's dive into these different sentence types. What are they? Simple sentence, compound sentence, complex sentence. Before I go any further, you need to know what a clause is. A clause is a unit of grammar. It's a group of words that usually contains a subject and a verb. There are two types of clauses you should know after today: independent or main clause and dependent or subordinate clause. An independent or main clause has a subject and a verb and can stand alone as a sentence, whereas a dependent or subordinate clause still has a subject and a verb generally, but it cannot stand alone as a sentence. And you probably guessed it, a dependent clause is dependent on the independent clause. It can't function in a sentence without it. A simple sentence contains only one independent or main clause and expresses a single idea. It's easy to remember because it's simple, like its name. For example, a simple sentence could sound like, "Many people are unhappy with their jobs." A compound sentence contains two independent clauses joined by a conjunction such as and or but. A conjunction is a joining word, and you can easily remember conjunctions for compound sentences with the acronym FANBOYS. FANBOYS. FANBOYS stands for the following conjunctions: for, and, nor, but, or, yet, so. Okay, so a compound sentence has an independent clause, a conjunction, and then another independent clause. A compound sentence could sound like, "Many people are unhappy with their jobs, but they stay in them for various reasons." What conjunction did I use just then? A complex sentence contains an independent clause and a dependent clause. This type of sentence demonstrates a higher level of complexity. In complex sentences, the dependent clause is usually signaled by a subordinating conjunction. These are words like because, although, while, since, unless, the list goes on. Here are a couple of examples of a complex sentence. Many people are unhappy with their jobs because the workload can be too stressful. Many people are unhappy with their jobs is the independent clause, followed by a comma, and the dependent clause is because the workload can be too stressful. What subordinating conjunction do you think I just used? Here's another complex sentence. Although many people are unhappy with their jobs, they often feel trapped in their current situations. Although many people are unhappy with their jobs is the dependent clause, followed by a comma, and then the independent clause, they often feel trapped in their current situations. What subordinating conjunction did I use just then? To vary your sentence structure even further, you can swap the order around with some complex sentences by putting the dependent clause at the beginning or putting it at the end. The sentence still makes sense even if it's reordered, which can help if you are repeating the same sentence structures. One of our complex sentences was, "Many people are unhappy with their jobs because the workload can be too stressful. I could swap the order of the clauses and instead, it could sound like, because the workload can be too stressful, many people are unhappy with their jobs. See, it still makes sense, even when I swap the independent and dependent clauses around. It's also important where you use different sentence types. When you are speaking or writing, too many complex sentences in a row can be hard to follow and the ideas can get lost in the wordiness. And too many simple sentences can make it feel like your ideas aren't connected or your language is just too simple. On the other hand, shorter, simple sentences can help to break up a group of longer sentences by creating a sense of impact. This is especially important if you are trying to make a statement or catch someone's attention by having a short, simple, and impactful sentence in the middle of some longer, compound, or complex ones. Try listening to a famous speech and see if you can spot this trick. And if you want to continue to develop your vocabulary, or you just want to brush up on your grammar or pronunciation, make sure you head over to www.e2english.com and register for our low-priced E2 English package. That's all from me today. Remember to take a pause and think about your clauses. Vary those sentences. Bye for now.